Hello and welcome to ACAPS Audio Reports. Today we will be discussing anticipated impacts of new U.S. immigration policies on people on the move in Mexico. Part 1. Background. Mexico is an origin, transit, and destination country, primarily for people on the move from Central and South America, but also from countries across Africa and Asia. Hundreds of thousands of people on the move in Mexico experience high humanitarian needs and frequent protection risks. The most recent data from the Mexican government shows over 925,000 instances of irregular migration between January to August 2024, including around 108,500 involving children aged 0 to 17. This does not reflect the total number of irregular migrants in this period, however, as people may have been identified multiple times. The highest number of instances were recorded in the southern border states of Tabasco and Chiapas, with the third highest in Baja California state on the U.S. border. Between January to November 2024, around 71,500 people applied for asylum in Mexico, primarily from Honduras, Cuba, and Haiti. Violence and climate hazards have caused extensive internal displacement throughout Mexico, with up to 400,000 IDPs in 2023, according to the most recent estimates by the Internal Displacement Monitoring Center. The majority were displaced by insecurity and violence, and continuing security concerns mean many feel unable to return to their communities of origin. An October to November 2024 study based on interviews with around 285 IDP households found that 76% did not think it was safe to return. While internal displacement occurs across Mexico, large-scale forced displacement events in 2024 were identified in Chiapas in southern Mexico, Chihuahua, Sinaloa, and Sonora in northern Mexico, and Jalisco and Michoacán in central Mexico. Many Mexican IDPs are gathered in northern states seeking entry to the U.S. along with non-Mexican people on the move, with IDPs occupying 55% of shelter spaces in northern Mexico in 2024. Part 2, Summary of Related Executive Orders in January 2025. U.S. President Donald Trump issued 10 executive orders on U.S. immigration policy. Collectively, these EOs are expected to increase humanitarian needs for people on the move in Mexico. The main aims and effects of these EOs are outlined below. 1. Effectively banning people from requesting asylum on arrival at the U.S.-Mexico border from 21 January 2025. This EO decrees that anyone who crosses the southern border without documentation will be unable to invoke provisions of the Immigration and Nationality Act, including the right to claim asylum. This may also apply to other humanitarian protections against deportation covered by the Act, including for unaccompanied children. 2. Preventing the use of the Customs and Border Protection application, the sole pathway for people to seek asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. The app allowed people to enter a lottery system for scheduled appointments at specific border crossings. The relevant EO also cancelled around 30,000 scheduled appointments. 3. Restarting the Remain in Mexico program, previously in effect from 2019-2022, which requires non-Mexican asylum seekers to reside in Mexico while awaiting U.S. immigration hearings. The President of Mexico has stated that the Mexican government will receive any asylum seekers deported under Remain in Mexico in a humanitarian manner. As people will no longer be able to request asylum at the southern border, it is unclear how this order will be implemented. 4. Increasing deportations from the U.S., including by expanding expedited removal, which permits deportation with no court proceedings for people who entered the U.S. in an irregular manner and have been present for less than 2 years. EO 14159 also provides for the creation of the Homeland Security Task Force to oversee deportations across the U.S. 5. Rescinding several immigration-related policies adopted by the former U.S. administration, including the termination of the Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, and Venezuelan parole program, which allowed 30,000 people from these countries to enter and remain in the U.S. for 2 years. This policy relieved some pressure at the U.S.-Mexico border by providing an alternative pathway to enter the U.S. People already in the U.S. under this program may be subject to expedited removal. The Trump administration also rescinded EOs passed by former President Joe Biden, including EO 14010, which expanded options for regular entry to the U.S., EO 14011, which sought to reunify families separated when/after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border between 2017 to 2021, and EO 14013, which strengthened refugee resettlement programs. By the 11th of February, legal challenges to the expansion of expedited removals and effective ban on seeking asylum had been mounted. While court proceedings remain in progress, guidance on implementation of the above EOs is evolving. For further information on how EOs are typically implemented, see the terminology section below. This report also discusses the anticipated developments and crisis impact, current and anticipated crisis impacts, aggravating factors and humanitarian response. To read the full version of this report, visit acaps.org. Follow us on X, LinkedIn, Instagram and Threads at ACAPS Project for regular updates. ACAPS, see the crisis, change the outcome.